I'm currently in Paris, France, here to cover a few assignments, but the focus that I want to give for today's interview is of course the absence of French President Emmanuel Macron. He was absent from WEF, or the World Economic Forum, happening in Davos, just about a few hundred kilometers from here in Paris. The conversation is of course, why is he absent from WEF? Much of the conversation revolves around him having to tackle domestic issues. And I've been in and around Paris here to discuss with a few Parisians about the recent protests. And of course, we all have read enough about the Yellow Jackets and the protests regarding the policies that President Macron is trying to execute. One of them is, of course, the fuel tax. This is angering a lot of nationals of Parisians and, of course, the French nationals in general, largely because the popular decision by Macron to actually start taxing more of its own people mean that his popularity is actually quite bad or taking a hit. And this is, of course, a larger picture of populism versus nationalism. Just last year, Emmanuel Macron was actually heralded as the new kid on the block at WEF. He was actually heralded as one of the many leaders or leaders coming in from the Western democracy, trying to execute some globalized agenda. But this globalized agenda, when you take it into perspective on launching it and executing it domestically, it has faced fierce resistance, not from the protesters alone, but of course from the coalition government that he is currently heading as well. So these are the kind of conversations that we are looking at when I'm in Paris right now, whether or not populism is actually being diminished by the rise of nationalistic policies and nationalistic support coming in from the people on the ground. Join my colleagues in Davos, Ashwat Ismail, as well as Kamarul Bahrain, as they continue to cover the many conversations that are currently happening in Davos on the various channels that we have and on the various shows that we have, particularly on the WEF 2019. This is me signing off from Paris.